Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for 4 trophies and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features.
Oh, his name is Thiago.
And interviews.
Yeah, I'd played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Redmen Plus and get yourself more Redmen content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on redmenplus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are 2 tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Redmen TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise, oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Redmen Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com.
We're fucking through to the Champions League final, baby. There you go. Fucking hell. We are through to the Champions League final. That was the final whistle. We're through, Errol, to the Champions League final. Liverpool have done it again. Third time in 5 years, man. And fair play to Villarreal fans for a start. They were big magnificent. They're there supporting their team. They know what a Herculean effort that was. But unfortunately, the Empire's got new clothes, Errol. And Liverpool are back into this fucking final. What did you think was the turning point of this game?
Half-time whistle and everything that happened afterwards in that 15 minutes with Jürgen and the opportunity to regroup and bang a few heads together and tell them exactly what he thought of that performance. The fact that he probably felt a little bit embarrassed by that performance considering how good we've been. You know, it's difficult to kind of articulate how momentous this season has been in like really concise. We know, we felt it, we've been there, we've witnessed how good we've been across the course of this season, and that 45 minutes did not represent this Liverpool team that we've watched. You said it yourself, you were shell-shocked by that performance. He was probably shell-shocked. He probably didn't recognise that Liverpool team. By and large, nothing seemed to stick for us. We wasn't able to get a foot on the ball, we wasn't winning the battles, we weren't winning that midfield battle. There was so much wrong. The only reassuring thing was, and the chat was absolutely bang on the money when they said it, we can't play another 45 minutes. Like, we've not seen it. We don't do 90 minutes of bad footy. That's not us. That's not in our DNA. That's not what Jürgen's built. So the fact that we had that extra 15 minutes and then the change of Luis Diaz coming on and giving him the ball and feed, you've seen them retreat. And as soon as they retreated, we got a foot on the ball, we got a grip of the game, and we started to smell blood.
Absolutely, we did, mate. And for me, I think you're right, Luis Diaz was absolutely exceptional. But I want to have a big shout-out for that midfield three,
yeah,
because they were so lost. Lost at sea, fucking yellow submarine, tracking them down, and they turned it around and dominated that second half. You know, they couldn't string a pass together, not like a lot of Liverpool lads, to be fair. They couldn't tackle, nothing was working, they didn't know where to be, where the press was coming from, and they worked it out. Now, I'm damn sure there's some video referee, some video coach there that's done an incredible job at half-time that's told them what's going on around them if they've not been able to see it. But to be able to put that performance in afterwards, after your first half was so bad, Naby Keita to turn it round, all these lads to just fucking turn it round, that is absolutely incredible from those lads in the middle.
And, you know, you pointed on Naby Keita there as well, and I think it's an excellent point that you're making, really, because we've seen that against Real Madrid last season where it wasn't good enough.
And he was hooked.
And understandably so, rightfully so, it was the decision that needed to be made and he was hooked. This time, Jürgen's kept faith. He's seen more of him this season and believes that, as you said, with the coaching, with the understanding, with the tweaks, with the extra added instructions, now he's got a little bit of time, that you can turn things around. And worst case scenario, you can't turn it around. And I'll see that in the next 15 minutes and I'll make the changes accordingly. But they did. They stepped it up. Thiago stepped it up. Fabinho gets us fucking off the mark. He steps it up. He's the one that decides to do the overlap. He said, oh, Fabinho's done the overlap this time. And they all changed up the...
Look at Mane. He's got a fucking camera. He's going to another final.
He's doing it again. Like, what a season this guy's having. And you can only really, again, when you get to a semi-final, you said you didn't want to just lose. You didn't want to draw tonight. You wanted us to win.
Well, you want us to limp in?
Yeah, you don't want to limp into the final was the words that you used, spot on. But I think when you're in that position, I said it in the first tie with Steve, when you're in a semi-final, it doesn't matter who the opposition is, you want to show the standard of football that you've got that's qualified you to be at that point, so that any other team that sees you knows that they're going to be fucking hard work coming up against them. And we have to be damn near perfect, and they're going to have to be perfect, but they put in near enough perfect performances week in, week out, which puts the pressure on us to have to turn up on one. We've done it all season. Mm. When we've needed to turn up, we can turn up. You're now pressurising City or Real Madrid to turn up. And we've seen that both of those teams have had dodgy periods and patches throughout this season where they could let something slip. This Liverpool team over the course of those two legs have demonstrated again why we are fighting on all fronts, why we are now at three finals out of three this season, why we are going to end up playing, is it 64 games? A total of 64 games this season, because we are fucking brilliant at football.
We are, mate, and you've said it absolutely beautifully. And we'll wrap it up with some super chats and stuff there as well then. Anchor3W1 just sent us $5. Charlotte Hardy, I'm so glad that Jürgen is a Red. You'll never walk alone. MH10, £1. John O'Connor, £2. Come on, get all over them 3,000 likes. What a team. Eric Bolden, SEK55. I've had a rough couple of weeks. Thank you guys for cheering me up massively and keeping me coming this evening. I needed it. On to Paris. Eric, it is absolutely our pleasure. Thank you so much for everybody who watches, comments, whether you've commented, whether you super chat, whether you remember, whatever. The support means the absolute world to all of us here. Digmore, they've won the first half 2-0. We've won the second half 5-0. Sounds. Dan Bowers, you just made my Alexa play LA, LA, LA. You'll never walk alone. Thank you. Wow. Porsche Priest, $25. You'll never walk alone. Come on. Mike Henry, $4.99. You ask Alexa to play Jamie Webster. Just got my Alexa playing Jamie Webster. And I am not upset about it. I told you. You're welcome. Bentley, 92. Errol, can we have a bat, 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 please?
Bop, bop, bop. I love all of that. I do.
Can I? How'd you do it? Bop, bop, bop. I just sound like I'm drowning.
Oh, you've been sunk by the yellow submarine, Peter.
Oh my gosh. I don't even think I got the hand action right. I think I was just pointing, I'm not sure. Just so there you go. That was something.
You've Mad Pogo fist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, mate. Dickie Oi Reds. We might be doing it for the FA Cup final because I still haven't got a ticket. $10. Don't worry about a thing. Up the fucking Reds. Listen, we're off to fucking celebrate. We're off to do more shows before we celebrate, of course. I've got a ticket for the Champions League final. I got one in the UEFA ballot. So, like, I'm fucking there already. And I hope every Red that goes in for it gets their ticket. But I know that's not going to be the case because UEFA are absolute bastards. But it is what it is. And listen, thank you all for joining us. Errol will be back very shortly, of course, with the fan reaction. So get your comments in on our Twitter. Yeah. If you remember, you can comment on this. And, of course, I'll be back with player ratings. Then we're off to Redmen Plus. I mean, we're off... We're off to Redmen Plus. We'll be doing the instant match reaction. We'll be talking about everything in that game apart from the red card because we didn't fucking see it. I'll see you later. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.